everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a Montreal Canadiens draft choice, who sees his Eastern Conference club off to a strong start to this new OHL season. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Connor McMichael of the London Knights. He had 5 goals and 2 assists for 7 points in 2 games last week and was a +3. The Washington Capitals' first-round pick from the 2019 NHL entry draft, now in his 3rd season with the Knights. The 18-year-old from Ajax picked 25th overall by Washington this past June. Meantime, Alan McShane and the Oshawa Generals are off to a 4-0 start heading into this weekend's play, with McShane picking up 6 points. The 4th-round pick of the Montreal Canadiens in the 2018 NHL entry draft, excited for the way the Generals have gotten off to the start of this season, but knowing there's more work to do.
Well, I'd say probably, I think we all came in with a good attitude. For a lot of us here, we're going into our last year, and you know, some guys are overagers, some guys are just coming into the league, so we got a good dynamic here. Everyone's, you know, very serious. We're all working, you know, as hard as we can in the gym, on the ice, and I think it's going to keep translating well for us. Obviously, we started well, but I think there's a lot more to come.
Here you are now into your 4th year in the Ontario Hockey League. Is time flying by here?
Yeah, I remember getting drafted to Erie, and it seemed like just a year ago that I was coming into the league as a first-year guy, and I see all the 2003s are coming to the league this year, and it's just, you know, a bit of a crazy thing to look at, being a 2000, see guys that, you know, you're thinking maybe you look like that when you came into the league. So it's I guess it's my job now to try to bring them on and teach them everything I know. And you know, I'm a veteran now on the team, and I think that I have to do my best to be a leader and bring it every night.
During your first season in Erie and Oshawa, who were the guys that sort of helped you along and showed you the ropes in the OHL that now you probably in some ways take what they gave to you and bring it to the younger guys in Oshawa?
Well, I'd say I was pretty lucky to play with Alex Obrinkat, Taylor Radish, Darren Radish, and Strome there. So, I mean, those guys were leaders on and off the ice. They were professionals in every aspect, I'd say. So that was definitely beneficial, I'd say, to my development. And not only were they good players, they're good people. So, you know, I took away a lot from Erie in terms of how to be a pro and how to win. They had a winning culture there, and Oshawa obviously does too. So it's no different. I came here, they had the same goals. We want to have the same success, obviously, and everyone's playing for the trophy. So I was definitely lucky, I'd say, to have some of those guys and veterans when I came into the league to kind of lead me along.
How has your game grown over these last, 3.5 years?
Well, things change every year, I think. First year, you just try to find success and find your way along, and then the next year, obviously, is a big year for the draft. And then once you do get drafted, then you're trying to play towards how your club team that you get drafted to wants you to. And there's tons of different things that kind of altered my game, I'd say, over the last few years. But I think I've tried to keep my creativity, keep the little things that make me the player I am. And I'd say that I've been improving, which is the goal, I think, in many ways, my game, offensively and defensively. So definitely positives each year.
When it comes to this year's Oshawa Generals team, even just looking at the numbers, it seems like you've got a lot of depth coming forward already, where a lot of guys, you know, already have 2 and 3 goals scored, basically point-a-game guys already. I know it's early looking at stats, but do you find that's going to be a big key to your success this year at the Generals, is the fact that it does look like you've got a pretty deep forward group, and obviously defense as well, but just a deep team in general?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key. If we want to beat teams, we have to be consistent, and that's from top to bottom. I think that's something that's in this league lacks sometimes, and that can be the difference from championship team and one that's not. So I think we're taking pride in definitely having guys that can contribute every night, no matter what their role is. And right now I think we're all pretty excited about that. So it makes for a nice dynamic in the room. We all can count on each other, and I think we're going to go a long way with this group.
You're drafted by the Montreal Canadiens back in 2018, so you've gone through a couple camps with them. What has that been like in terms of being able to, learn from that and knowing, there's a goal down the road? You can kind of see what you need to maybe work on to get to that role.
Yeah, there's a lot of goals in terms of personal and team development this year. So on the personal side, I'm definitely trying to garner my way to a contract and show myself, prove, that I can do what Montreal needs for me. And it's a top-tier organization, as everyone knows. It's, one of the oldest, most famous in the NHL, and that speaks for itself. I think it's something that everyone who's a prospect of the Canadiens takes it very seriously and knows what they're involved in. So right now I'm just trying to prove myself, and hopefully if I get the chance, then, do the brand of the organization proud.
Do you find going through the camp the second time around helps you maybe even excel more, where the first time it's all new versus now going through rookie camps and things like that, the second time through allowed you to really, learn from it even more?
Yep, for sure. I noticed a big change in a lot of ways. I think the pace I was a little more accustomed to. I think I can credit that to a hard summer training. I spent 6 weeks in Montreal this summer training, so I had obviously a lot of confidence going into the camp. I was familiar with all the facilities even more, and the staff, and even some of the NHL players that I trained with there. So it was, I think that was beneficial for sure, and I think I definitely improved on my performance from last year. But at the same time, I think there's a lot more, and I have to keep on kind of shooting for pushing the bar a little higher, and hopefully they didn't notice that I'm wanting to do even more to impress them.
What was that like in the summer, just hanging out in Montreal for 6 weeks?
Yeah, I was in Broussard and training and skating in their facilities, and I think it was, I was definitely fortunate to have that opportunity. Not a lot of prospects get the chance to do something like that, so I was very, very thankful. And at some points you get a little homesick, but at the same time I think take a step back and you look at where you're training, and I think it's all worth it.
That was Alan McShane of the Oshawa Generals, and they are among the teams featured in this week's Kia CHL Top 10 list. As the Ottawa 67s remain the number one team in the country, the Sioux Greyhounds at number 6, then come the Oshawa Generals at 7, and the London Knights at number 8, rounding out OHL representation on the Kia CHL Top 10 list. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.